We are seeing increasingly coordinated disinformation and foreign influence campaigns across Europe. Is the European Union still in control or struggling to keep up?
We see that our democracies are very much under attack. And of course, these new digital tools and technologies, they also enable much easier also that kind of information manipulation and really foreign interference also during the electoral campaigns. And of course, the key is very much that the online platforms, they have to take their responsibility. And here we have very clear rules. So the online platforms, they have to all the time assess and mitigate the systematic risks they are posing for electoral processes or for democratic discourse. And in the same time, it's also important that our fact checkers and researchers, that we are working very closely together really to monitor the situation. And also it's crucial that we are also investing to skills of our citizens, that our citizens, they have good digital skills and good literacy, that they are also able to analyze themselves that what is happening online.
We continue to see successful interference in elections and public debate. How do you explain that gap?
We are taking always the electoral processes very seriously with our member states. Of course, elections, they are competence of our member states. But we are also supporting them with our Digital Services Act, and we are also participating, for example, often to roundtables where the national digital coordinators are organizing that kind of events with the online platforms where they are checking that how they are prepared for the electoral processes, for example, that they are not misused or manipulated. Because we know that in the same time, the digital platforms, they are very important source of information for our citizens about the politicians, different political parties. It's also an important channel for the politicians to reach the audience. But in the same time, online platforms, they have to make sure that they are not manipulated or misused. And often it means that there's fake accounts or different bots, which are really, very much dominating often the landscape. And online platforms, they have to have practices in place that they are mitigating that kind of risks.
One major concern is that platforms like Meta are scaling back fact-checking and content moderation. Is the European Union losing control of the digital space? And what is its strategy to stop that?
We have very clear legislation in place and we are fully enforcing our rules. And when it comes to Meta, for example, in European Union, they are continuing with the fact checkers. Our legislation doesn't set obligation that they have to use fact checkers, but they have to have system in place that how they are making sure that they are not spreading disinformation and how they are mitigating the risks. But also when it comes to Meta, for example, we have also published our preliminary findings, for example, that their notice and action system, it's not effective enough, because it's also important that us as users, that we, it's also easy for us to report when we see that kind of fake accounts or if we see illegal content online. So they're all online platforms, they have to do better also to make it easier also to report the content, and they have to act also.
Can the European Union really stop platforms from weakening moderation and fact-checking, or only react after the fact?
Our rules, or the basis for our rules, is that the online platforms themselves, they have to have practices in place, that they have to have that kind of housekeeping rules there, that they are making sure that they are not spreading disinformation, they are not spreading illegal content or products. And if we see that they are breaching our rules, we start formal investigation also against them, and then we are pushing them to change their practices. But of course, we have to always then collect also evidence and see that there is also strong basis for our investigation. But really the general idea on Digital Services Act, that online platforms themselves, they have to have the practices in place and they have to themselves assess and mitigate all the time the risks. And of course now when AI is more and more integrated to these systems, of course there's also now new risks we see. And that's why the online platforms, they have to take this seriously.
What real leverage do you have if global tech companies don't comply?
All the big online platforms, for them, Europe is often the biggest market. after their own home market. For some of them, Europe is the biggest market. So they fully understand that if they want to do business in the European Union, they have to comply with our rules. But it's true that they are, of course, always very much defending their own business interest. And that's why it's important that we have very clear rules. And when we see that they are not complying with our rules, we are opening formal investigation and then we are gathering evidence. And then after that, they have to comply.
How can Europe achieve digital sovereignty without falling behind on innovation?
We see that Europe is having a huge innovation gap. So during the last years, we have been very good in research and science, but often we have been failing when we should do business also with our innovations. And that's why we have to really make Europe faster and easier for the businesses. We have to cut red tape from our businesses and we have to create one single market for our companies. And these are really main priorities for this commission, really to make sure that Europe is a place to invest and innovate in tech. Companies also.
According to the latest democracy report, the US is no longer classified as a liberal democracy. What role does disinformation play in that, and could Europe face the same risk?
In the European Union, of course, democracy is something that all the member states, they have joined European Union because they wanted to be part of democratic union, which is respecting human rights and freedom of speech, freedom of expression. So these are very core values for us in the European Union. So we want to defend democracy inside in the European Union, but also globally. And it's true that also in the European Union, it's not something that we can take in granted that we will be democratic if we are not working for that all the time. So our democracies are very much under attack also in the European Union. And for example, every year we are also carrying out so-called rule of law report. And then there we are looking each our member states that where they are in rule of law and what kind of new developments are needed really to strengthen the rule of law and, for example, the media freedom in those member states.
How important is media diversity, given that many young people now rely almost exclusively on social media for news?
Free independent media, it's a cornerstone of our democracies. And now the situation is very alarming when we look to the economic situation of our media, because many people are not buying newspapers anymore and a big part of advertising is on digital platforms. So we have to really look at how we can support our news media and journalist content. And of course, for citizens, it's crucial to have access to that kind of journalist information. Especially, I have concerns about our young generation, because for many of them, social media is the main source for information. And of course, it's having also impacts to their thinking, because it's not then maybe journalist or newspaper who is there creating this content. It can be some kind of influencer, for example, who is telling how the things are. And I think this is very worrying. So we have to make sure that we have very strong and independent media and quality journalism, and our citizens have access to that.
How can the European Union improve media literacy and digital skills across Europe?
I think we have to really focus on that together with our member states. There is already good programs and practices, but of course media literacy, it's crucial at schools for the young citizens, but also for older generation, because often they don't have the same kind of digital skills. So for them, it can be difficult also to really see if something is fake news, for example. So I think for everybody, it's important to have good literacy, media literacy and digital skills. And that we have to really look with member states at how we can really make sure that we will achieve.
How will you prevent media organizations from replacing journalists with AI? Because that shift is already happening.
Quality journalism is something that artificial intelligence can't do. And of course, from the European Union side, when it comes to artificial intelligence, we have also very strong transparency rules, because the people have to be also able to see that how the content was created, and transparency is very key here. But also, again, I think it's the utmost important that people themselves, that they are able to analyze and also critically think, and they can also demand that there is good quality also in news.
What gives you confidence that the European Union can actually win this fight rather than simply manage the damage?
For the European Union, of course, democracy is very much our core value, and it's something that we want to really protect and defend. And we see the countries like Ukraine, for example, they are really fighting for their freedom and democracy, and we have to support countries like Ukraine who wants to be free and democratic country. So this is like our most important priority, really to support them here and make sure also that all our member states, that they are respecting rule of law, and we have strong democratic institutions, we have very strong independent media, and our citizens, they have access to right information also.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.